A team of rivals for 2017 with the Secretary of Treasury versus Secretary of State. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. ExxonMobil has been slapped with a $2 million fine by the U.S. Treasury for violating business sanctions against Russia. These are sanctions after Russia annexed Crimea. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath is here to explain.
So 3 years ago, President Obama's Treasury Department essentially made a naughty list. It said, you know, these Russians have been bad, they're Putin allies or whatever, they're bad and nobody's allowed to do business with them. ExxonMobil, which does huge business in Russia, proceeded to keep on doing it. Eight separate deals, to be precise. And Treasury said, okay, we told you not to do that. You're on notice. Fast forward to now, and the CEO of ExxonMobil during all of that has become the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. So yesterday, President Trump's Treasury Department, moving the ball forward, hits Exxon with this $2 million fine. Across the table there is Rex Tillerson. His hands are tied. He said he'll recuse himself from Exxon-related anything. So Exxon is challenging the fine, but Treasury's not backing down.
All right, Ryan, thank you. Checking numbers, FTSE in London, little change. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures down 0.2% for the NASDAQ future. General Electric is about to report what it earned in its most recent quarter. Its longtime CEO, Jeffrey Immelt's last chance to seal his legacy at the company before stepping down at the end of this month. GE's stock was the worst performer in the Dow during Immelt's tenure. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the challenges for incoming Chief John Flannery.
The GE of today makes wind turbines, jet engines, medical scanners, and software, among many, many other things. In a call with investors last month, incoming CEO John Flannery said he planned a comprehensive review of all of its businesses.
We'll review each of those businesses in the portfolio, how it benefits and contributes to the broader company. And it's something you expect us to do with speed and with urgency and with no constraints.
The urgency comes partly from shareholders. The stock is worth about a third less than when outgoing CEO Jeff Immelt took the helm 16 years ago. Analyst Nicholas Heyman with William Blair says in recent years, Immelt has laid the groundwork for a turnaround by selling off assets like GE Capital and investing in the company's industrial software division, GE Digital.
I would allude to what Jeff has done as a cake that isn't quite ready to pull out of the oven.
As of August 1st, it'll be up to longtime GE executive Flannery to convince shareholders he can finish the cake. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Amazon has just announced what amounts to a social network for shoppers who may not be looking for something specific, but just out foraging. Amazon Spark is a feed for Prime users that looks a lot like Instagram, where users can share stories and pictures and ideas that include stuff to buy. It's competition for Instagram's ads and even a bit for Pinterest. Let's connect to Northern California, where we find Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. Hi there.
Hi, David.
All right. So what do we know? Social networks, are they good at getting people to buy stuff?
That is a little bit of the conundrum for me here. Social networks are very effective at delivering advertising, and they make a lot of money doing that for the most part. And I'm talking Facebook, Instagram, which Facebook owns, and even Pinterest. There is, though, not a lot of evidence that people shop a lot through social networking, and that includes even Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I see like Uncle Frankie's just bought some kind of widget. I'm not sure I immediately whip out the credit card and buy it because he said so on social media.
Yeah, and that's what I think is interesting about Amazon Spark is that it's not your friends. Certainly, if a friend of mine bought something really cool on Instagram or Facebook, I might be more likely to check that thing out because it's my actual friend. What Spark is trying to do is sort of use the power of the Amazon reviews so that if you see a post from someone and it amounts to a product review, you might be more interested in buying that thing. But again, it's not your actual friends. And to me, that feels like a big drawback because at the end of the day, even if these are real people, it feels like a feed full of ads.
Wait, the penny's finally dropping for me here. Of course you go to a place like Amazon if you're looking to get a good price and looking to buy something specific. But you don't just kind of go browsing. I'd like to spend some money today. Maybe I'll find something entertaining on Amazon. But this is a little bit of a test of maybe we could persuade someone to do an impulse.
What you've seen with Amazon, if you've watched, you know, they've made all these sort of quirky little moves that are ultimately ways to get people to buy more things. They have those dash buttons that you would put all over your house. They have the, you know, even their devices. The Amazon Echo has a built-in shopping list with this idea that you'll use it to order things. And I think that this Spark feed is definitely in that vein, because the biggest drawback to using Amazon or any on-demand service over retail is that you don't just discover things. You don't browse. In fact, browsing on Amazon, frankly, as a user experience, is terrible. And so I think they are trying to create more ways for you, like you said, to have an impulse moment on Amazon, which right now, you know, I might impulse buy a couple USB cables, but probably not a cowboy hat or, you know, a trailer.
You're our senior tech correspondent. That is what I would expect you would be shopping for. Molly Wood in San Francisco, thank you.
Thanks, David.
And the Federal Trade Commission is looking into whether Amazon puts up inflated reference prices to make the Amazon sale price look like a better deal. A group called Consumer Watchdog has found that about 60% of Amazon's reference prices, you might think of them as list prices, were higher than actual selling prices over the previous 3 months. The question is, does Amazon imply something is on sale when it's not really? Amazon called the study deeply flawed and told Reuters its reference prices are validated through a rigorous process. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech in New York. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.